Listener Production.
Hi, it's Damien Carbon with your news briefing. Parliamentary committee report into the sexual harassment of women in the fly-in, fly-out mining industry has just been released. It follows months of evidence from survivors and the leaders of major mining companies in WA. Premier Mark McGowan says he'll now sit down and work through the findings.
Well, it's obviously something that needs to be addressed. I look forward to seeing the report and taking action on these issues. We did announce $8.5 million towards respectful relationships programs, mental health programs, toolkits for industry to use. And that's been rolled out over the last couple of years.
The trial of the man accused of sexually assaulting Brittany Higgins will now kick off on October 4. The original June 27 date was thrown out following a controversial speech by TV host Lisa Wilkinson at the Logies on Sunday night, where she mentioned the case. 29-year-old man has been charged with murder following an incident at the Yonga Hill Detention Centre in Northam last Wednesday. The man, who is an Iranian national, will appear in Perth court today. The country's chief medical officer has issued a warning in light of new advice on vaping. It's been found more than 200 chemicals are associated with e-cigarettes on top of nicotine. It comes as the state government moves to ban them in WA schools. Paul Kelly says the message is simple.
The only thing we should be breathing in is air. There's no question that there are potential harms from e-cigarette use for those who have never smoked, and we know the harms of smoking.
In breaking sports news on Triple M, Perth Wildcats coach Scott Morrison has just announced his resignation from the team after just 1 year at the helm, citing family reasons. In footy, Nick Naidoo is closing in on a return to football, with the ruckman a chance to play either AFL or Waffle this weekend. West Coast hosting Essendon tomorrow night at Optus Stadium. Eagles' Liam Duggan telling Triple M's Basil and Zave the club champ is training well.
He's moving around pretty well, and I'm not sure what it looks like for him. I don't know if there's Nick Nat rules around return to play and all that sort of stuff. Obviously, right. It's looked more like the Waffle for our boys coming back into the side.
Well, Frio take on Carlton on Saturday afternoon. Both those games live on Triple M. Tonight, it's the Lions and the Demons at the MCG. And one of the greatest sports stars WA has ever produced is set to play on in the AFL next season. Buddy Franklin has been offered a one-year extension to play at the Sydney Swans for his 19th season.
Listener.